Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 13th day of the year, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Seida, Perek Michamishi Mishnah Dalet. Continuing with things that were given over by the Tanoim, or Paskin by the Tanoim, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was elevated to be the head of the academy in Yavne. And we've had quite a few with Rabbi Akiva. We'll have some with other Tanoim as well. Boy Bayoim, Dorosh Rabbi Akiva. On that very day, Rabbi Akiva gave the following drasha on the Shira. Oz Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael Asashira Hazos Lashem. Then Moshe and the children of Israel sang this song. This is, of course, by the Kriyas Yam Suf, by the splitting of the sea. By Yomru Lemoir. And they said, sang. Shein Talmud Lemar. The Pasuk didn't really need to say the word Lemar, because normally when Lemar appears in the Pasuk, it means Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, for example, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, it means that Hashem spoke to Moshe Lemar that he should relay these words to the Jewish people. You can't say that here. Then Moshe and Yisrael sang this song Lemar to say to who? They're all there, they're all singing. So why does it say the word lemer? Rabbi Akiva therefore learned what this means is Malamed Shahoyu Yisrael Oinin Acharov Shel Moshe Al Kol Dover V'Dover. This tells us that the Yidden were answering after Moshe's words on every single word, Kikurin Es HaHalal, as they do when they read the Halal. Now, what does that mean exactly? The Gemara explains in more detail. Rabbi Akiva, it brings a brisa where Rabbi Akiva said the following. The time when the Jewish people came up out of the Yam Suf, they turned their eyes to say Shira. And how did they sing? How did they sing Shira? Kegodol hamakris halal, says Rabbi Akiva, like an adult who reads the halal. When an adult reads the halal for the community in those days, they would answer afterwards, after him, the beginning of the chapters, Rosh Hashanah. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Ashira Lashem, and they would answer, Ashira Lashem. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Ki Ga'i Ga'ah, and they would answer, Ashira Lashem, the same words. So the Yidden were not repeating the words of Moshe. They would answer the Rosh Hashanah, they would answer the beginning of the of that section of the song, Ashira Lashem, and they would say, Ashira Lashem. And that's the way they read the Halal in those days. When an adult would read it, you'd have an adult making the bracha for the tzibur, for the whole community, and then he would start and read the halal, read one passage, and they would answer haleluka. Then he would say halelu avde Hashem, they would answer haleluka. He would then say halelu Hashem Hashem, and the people would answer haleluka. And this would go on until the end of the chapter. Then when he comes to the beginning of chapter 2, of the second part of halal, which is B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Again, he would say B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. They would say B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. He would say B'tzeis Yisrael Me'am Lo'yez. And again, the people would say Halleluka. And in each section, Halleluka. That's how Rambam learns in Hilchas Chanukah, how they would do the Hallel, that they would always answer Halleluka except for the first opening statement that they would repeat after him. So again, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, they would all say B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, but all the rest of that chapter, he would say B'tzeis Yisrael Me'am Lo'yez, the reader would say that, they would answer Halleluka, Halleluka. Tosfos learns how they would do it is, they would not say Halleluka after each chapter, except for the first one they would, but then when they got to the next chapter of the Halal, they would answer, they would repeat the opening words. So, according to Tosfos, how it would work is, the reader would say, or the person in Shul would say, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, the Yidden would answer, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. B'tzeis Yaakov Mimitzrayim, they would answer, again, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So according to Tosfos, they would answer all the time in that fashion. Lachach Nemar Lemar. So it says Rabbi Akiva, that's why it says Lemar. It says Lemar to tell us that after each word that Moshe Rabbeinu said on the Elz Yashir in the song, the Yidden would answer Ashira Lahashem. Some say, Marsha learns, that they would answer the Rosh Prokim, the beginning of each section of the Shira, in the same way as the Halal, as we said before, because, and they wouldn't just say the words Ashira LaHashem. They would change as they would go to the next part of the song, and they would repeat the opening words again. This is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, no, he says that the way the Jewish people sang in the Kriyas Yamsuf, the way they sang Oz Yoshi was Kekoirin Es Shema, like they would read the Shema. In those days, they would have a person who would be Malamed, a person who would be always available in the shul, in the Beis HaKnesses. When people would come in and need someone to say a Kaddish and Borcho and lead them in the services in Shacharis, what they would do is they would have this Malamed there who would start off with the brachas before Kriyas Shema, and the people who were not so fluent in the davening, they would answer after him. And then they would read together, not one after each other. He would start off with the brachas before Kriyas Shema, and they would then proceed to read all together. And in that way, Rabbi Nechemya holds that's how it was done by the Oz Yoshe, by the singing Kriyas Yamsuf. All the Jews together would be singing it. Moshe Rabbeinu started it, Vayoimru Lemoir, that they sang it all together after Moshe Rabbeinu opened up the song. And how that happened, it was miraculous. It was the divine presence fell upon them, Ruach HaKodesh. V'loi kekoin esahal. Sarah Rabbi Nechemya, different to Rabbi Akiva. No, it was not done like an adult who reads the halal. It wasn't even done like a cotton, like a minor who reads the halal. Because in fact, there is a third opinion that says that they sang the shira like a cotton, like a young, like an under bar mitzvah, an underage man, an underage child would be reading the halal. What happens then? Well, what happens then is if a cotton is reading the halal for the community, the tzibur have to answer everything that he says, because he's only a cotton. So they would say, Ashir Lashem, and they would say Ashir Lashem. Moshe says, Ki goi ga'ah, they would say Ki goi ga'ah. It would be done like a cotton reads a hull. Rabbi Nechemya says, neither. He disagrees with both of these opinions. It's not like an adult who reads a hull. The song of the Ashir was not done like a cotton reads a hull. It was done together after Moshe Rabbeinu's opening words, and that's what Lamer means. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah again talks about what was said on that day, on that great day where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was elected as the Rosh HaMasivta in Yavne. And it deals with the topic about Eov. What was Eov's service of Hashem? Was it out of love? Was it out of fear? And again, this Mishnah is brought here because, again, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that statement that we had before, if only you would be alive to hear what... It's a very similar parallel to what we learned earlier on about what Rabbi Akiva said. Boy boy yom darash Rabbi Shua ben Hukkanes. On that very day, Rabbi Shua ben Hukkanes gave the following drasha. Loi ovad Eov eshal esa kodesh borcho elam ahava. Eov, job, served Hashem out of love. Shenamar, as it says, hein yakdileni, or yikdileni. Eov chapter 13 verse 15. Hein yakti yikdileni. Even if he would kill me, loy anim etzapeh, I will still hope in him. I will look forward to him. Now, the Mishnah then questions itself. Loy anim etzapeh? Is it loy with a vav? To him, I hope to him? Or is it loy with an aleph, which would mean the opposite? Oy anim etzapeh? Maybe he's saying that if he kills me, I will not anymore look for hope in him, or have a look forward to him. Now, it's interesting because when we look in the actual Tanakh, the word loy is actually written with an aleph. And the pasuk is there saying, behold, he's going to kill me, and I will not be able to look forward to him anymore. Now, it does say it with an aleph. But the kri, the way it's read, is with a vav. So it's one of those cases where the kri and the ksiv are different. The way it's written is with an aleph, which means loy ani mitzapa, I will not hope in him. And it's read as loy with a vav, I will hope in him. And this is what now makes the ton of the Mishnah ask itself, "Vadain hashavar adavar shokol." It's still in the balance as to how to understand these words. Did he really serve out of love? Is he really hoping in Hashem even if he will kill me, or is he not? And in case we are wondering about that, Talmud Lomar, therefore we have another posuk that says later on in the book of Eiyuv, many chapters later, Ad Egva Le'osir Tumosi Mimeni, until my dying day, until I die, I will not remove my sincerity, my sincere belief Mimeni from me. I will still keep my Tumosi from him. And from here we learn clearly, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus, that Eiyuv did not serve just out of fear of punishment, he served Hashem out of love. Now, when Rabbi Yeshua heard this, Amar Rabbi Yeshua got up and he said, "Miyegale afar meyenecho, Rabbi Yochum Zake." Ah, if only someone would roll the dust off your eyes, Rabbi Yochum Zake. In other words, alavai you would be here to hear. Would be here to hear this. Shayisa derish kol yomecha. All your life, you told us, or you darshened, shalei avad iyves amokem alamiyira, that Eiyuv served a God. He was a good man. He served God, but out of fear of punishment. Shenamar, as it says, Ish Tom v'Yoshar Yirei Elokim v'Sar Meira. He's described as an honest, upright man, fear of God, and departed and left anything evil. Sar Meira, he turned away from evil. So he's described only as Yirei Elokim, as a fear of God, not as a lover of God. That's what you always used to tell us, says Rabbi Yehoshua. Says Rabbi Yeshua. Vahala Yeshua Talmud Talmidcha, and yet Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus, who is the student of your student, because he was a student of Rabbi Akiva, limeid his teaching Shem Ava Asa, that he did it out of love. Ah, if only you'd be here to hear what your student of your student is saying, different to what you told us. The Gemara brings a brisa, actually. Rabbi Meir says that it says the words Yirei Elokim, a fear of God, by Eiyuv, and it says Yirei Elokim by Avram. So the conclusion we draw from here is, just like Yirei Elokim, where it says Avram was a fearer of God, it was out of love, ultimately love. Shenamar, as it says, Zer Avram Oyavi, he's called the one who loves me. That's in another book of Tanakh, in Ishaya. So too, Yirei Elokim, which it says by Eiyuv, it wasn't just a fear of God, he was also out of love, out of Avram.